this video, we're just going to develop a mobile service. Mobile service compute hosting model is optimized to provide a cloud backend for applications that run on mobile devices. To create a mobile service in a new portal, what you gotta do is you simply gotta go to new, and just like under the web and mobile, you'd be able to see that there are a lot of options available here. And here I have the mobile app. I would just simply click on the mobile app, and now what I gotta do is that I gotta give the name. So Explore Air Mobile App. And in the resource script, we'll be using our previous resource script that we already created, which is where is Explorer? There you go. I want to keep the app insights off right now, and I will just simply just go and create it. So it has been submitted to the deployment, and as it creates, I'll be able to show you guys that what kind of options are available to us and how we can configure that easily. So now what I would simply do is that I can simply go to all resources maybe. And here I can type Explore Explorer. So Explorer your mobile app, here it is. It has already been created. So in the overview, I'll be able to see the URL it has been deployed on. For example, if I simply just copy the URL, go to new tab, paste it here, and just try to run it. So I would be able to see that your web app has been deployed. So the web and mobile, it also deploys your web application as well. So now what I gotta do is that I need to do some stuff with this. So what I can simply do is that I can maybe quick start. To quick start, what I gotta do is that I'd be able to see a lot of options here. So let the internet load that. So what options available to me are, I can simply use that mobile service in the database that I would connect with this mobile service in IIS application that I develop using Objective-C, or maybe IIS with Swift. Maybe that may be Android application, a Windows application, a UWP Universal Windows Platform, maybe a Windows 8.1 Metro application, maybe Xamarin Android application targeting the Android version using C#, maybe Xamarin iOS targeting Xamarin iOS with Designer inside that Xamarin Studio, or maybe Xcode. Whereas you can also use Xamarin Forms as well. When you talk about Xamarin Forms, so in Xamarin Forms you'd be able to develop application for different platforms, for example Windows, Android and iOS, using the same code and the same user interface. And also you can just go with cutover. So you can also have deployment credentials, but right now what I'm gonna do is that I would just simply move and go to the mobile. Here I'd be able to just set a few database tables, and for that what I gotta do is that I've simply clicked on Easy Tables. In Easy Tables I can simply just create some tables from here, and it says it needs to be configured. I would simply just click here. I need to connect to a database, and then I would acknowledge this and do all the stuff. So for the database, I would just try to learn the username and the password of any data connector kind of thing if it's available. Right now it's not available, so I have to create a data connection with maybe my existing database, or maybe a new database. So I would just simply go here to the SQL database, and it will load all the databases available to me. So there you go. So Project Nami is a database available. So right now I'll simply enter the database, let's say explore your mobile DB. Price star S0, and S0 I'd be able to see what is included in S0. Did you okay? And how about if we just go to the free? That would be even a nice option for me. Simply I would just create it before that I got to configure that. Okay. So and the server name. But before that, if I just try to no, just leave it. SQL now maybe explore Azure. SQL server. So I'm logging on maybe this one. And I need to put a password here. Confirm the password. Then set the location. We have been using throughout the US region, South Central US. And it would just simply create a SQL server for us. And then, after that, I'd be able to just have the database connection. And here might be the connection string. And for the connection string, there you go. And the data connection is creating. And all the stuff is being done here. So it's doing all the stuff, and 10% completed already. And what it does is that it would create a SQL server, then it would just host a database of our free tier. Then it would just create a connection. And then we would use that connection to create some tables in our mobile app for our mobile application. And then we can use those tables, and we can just quick start with the samples already available with the to-do list and out of the box, I would say, the mobile application. And the good thing about this is that I can also create the web application using the same database, whereas another amazing thing might be that my data of the web application and the mobile application, whichever mobile application is that, that might be Xamarin iOS, that might be Xamarin Android, that might be, I believe, Cordova application, or that might be any of the application available right there. There might be a native application of iOS developing Objective-C, or maybe Swift, or maybe Android application developing Java using Android Studio. So that may be any of those. So it will take a bit of time. Till then, what we can do is that we can explore some other features. So what I can do is I can also configure some push notifications here as well, whereas I can manage the Easy API would help me a lot with this. I can just the resource health and mitigate. With that, I can also manage SSL certificate, go to networking, and manage all the networking. Even if I just want to apply some custom domains, I can also do that. Even if I want to purchase some domains using Azure, so a new portal allows me to get a new domain right away. So 70% completed, and there you go. It's already there. Oh, well, I'm not able to see that. The mobile easy tables, and what is this? So I would simply go okay in here, not in the overview, but this time under the mobile section. And in the mobile section, I would just go to the easy table. And come on, come on. I gotta configure this. Okay. Oh, you already have a data connection. Cool. Isn't it? And now I would say, okay, initialize application and app service. App backend initialize. It's happening as it happens. So 10% completed. Then it would just move to 100% at a time. And you'd be able to just create your tables right away using your mobile application at your portal, and no need to just go with the database and kind of stuff, or maybe using some SQL to deploy the tables and things like that. It's really easy to do here with the easy tables. That's why it's called easy tables. So till that happens, we can just simply go back and explore some more options here available. So I can also just go with API definition available here. I can also add some extension. I have a lot of development tools available here. Clone the app, console, advanced tools, PHP debugging also available here, and extensions. And when it comes to settings, application settings, authentication authorization, for example, if you just want to implement OAuth with this, or maybe I just want this to connect with my Facebook application using OAuth, I can do that easily from here. So it's done. What I got to do now is that I can simply create a new table. Let's say to do. Ta-da! And I can give the permission, let's say allow anyone to access, allow anonymous to access for update, delete, read, and undelete permission. So I said, okay, for now, it's really fine for me. So, to-do table is already created. So, as to-do table is already created, I can just manage the schema, edit a script using Visual Studio, and do a lot of stuff here. Even if you just want to delete that table, I can do that easily. For example, if you just go and change permissions, I can just change the permission, edit a script, edit a schema. For example, if you just go in a schema, I can add a new column like item to do. And there might be a string, a number, a date, or a boolean. This is something we call ASQL. Creating a column, already created that, and good to go with this. So now, the same table and the same data available is something that I can utilize across all of my applications. For example, if I just go here and where it is, click start. So in the quick start, if I just simply go here, and let's say I just want to go with Xamarin.IOS, so it will tell me that connect to database. It says you already have a data connection. Create a to-do table. So to store data in your backend, you need a table. Pick a backend language below and create a to-do item table in API. So now backend are basically two backends available. Number one is Node.js, number two is C#. I most of the time choose Node.js, and then I can simply click here, and it will create a new table using the easy table. And as it does that, I'll be able to just create a new application, or maybe connect my existing application with this. So it's really easy to do. Whereas I can also download a sample application and just get started with this. So not only this, but also if I just go to Objective-C, I can do the same kind of stuff here as well. And I can create a new application or maybe connect my existing application. So the Objective-C code would be available here, and I need to download the SDK and link that. If I talk about Android, same thing is available for Android as well with Java, And if I talk about Windows, so the tank is also available for UWP. For example, connecting up an existing application. I had to go with the app resemble the CS, write this chunk of code, download the NuGet package, and just get started. Same is the case for Xamarin Farm as well. And there you go. I can connect my existing application here, and it is as easy as anything. So this is something, and this is how you create the mobile application using Azure, the new portal, and the new portal is quite amazing, and it comes with a lot more features and a lot more, I would say, quick start guides for different platforms available, even with Cordova and also including Xamarin iOS and Xamarin Android as well, with the option of having Windows UWP for Windows 10 targeting and also having an option for Windows 8.1 as well, Android native, iOS native with Swift as well as for with Objective-C. So that is quite amazing, I would say, and we would see you in the next video with some more tutorial.